Productivity. There is nothing more important in corporate America.
One of the most famous productivity quotes of all time. He's a genius.
He's a genius. You have the same 24 hours as Oprah. And I think to myself, no, I don't. That's too early to be starting your work week.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie.
Tis the season. Give or to receive.
Holiday gift giving.
I actually do not really send holiday cards.
That is offensive.
Stop that. Nobody ever felt special because they got an electronic card.
No one appreciates that. That's useless.
This is not the time to get drunk.
You at your mama's house in Alabama, working from home, drinking sweet tea. Welcome back, homies. Tis the season as a corporate homie.
Tis the season.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
I love the holidays. I can just hear Silent Night by the Temptations right now.
Right now.
We are going to talk today about
Holiday Carol. The Temptations.
No, I'm rolling with Donny Hathaway this Christmas.
I'm just curious. Go ahead.
What's yours?
I don't know. Maybe Nat King Cole?
Classic is always good. So today's topic, we're really excited to talk about the business of holidays. The holidays isn't just a time for friends and families. It's also a very important time to connect with your clients, prospects, centers of influence, people who refer you business, and to advance the ball of business. So there are so many different ways that you can do that. And that's what today's topic is going to be about.
Yep, super excited about talking about how to use the holidays to deepen relationships that you already have, or maybe even use it to create new ones.
Absolutely and outstanding. So let's just jump right in by talking about holiday gift giving.
Give or to receive?
Well, first of all, notice we keep saying holiday. Because the December, basically 10th through the first of the year, has a lot of different holidays. A lot of them are religious. And so we want to make sure that we're talking about the holidays and not things like Christmas.
Or Kwanzaa.
Or whatever it is that you celebrate. You want to stick with holidays to be respectful to everyone's traditions. So you can't buy, for example, your clients a holiday card that has a Christmas tree if they are Jewish. That is offensive.
Right. And then there are some people who don't have any religious background at all. And the holidays are not a religious time for them. And it really is just the commercialization of the season.
And that's okay too. But we want to make sure that the way that we are showing appreciation and reaching out to clients, prospects, and advancing the ball, it's just respectful to everybody and whatever their views may be. I want to just, like I said, jump in by talking about gift giving. What I like to do is, and I am basically, for lack of a better phrase, in a sales business development type role, which means I have to beg people all day to do business with me. And so I like to think of it as everybody that is a client of mine gets a holiday card. It doesn't matter what size relationship that they have with us, they get a holiday card. And then I think about, who do I want to give holiday gifts to?
Okay, that's really interesting because I actually do not really send holiday cards. I think for me, and maybe because in my world, I get so many, I want to convey during the holidays that the person is special to me. And so anything that does not convey that the person is special to me, I feel like does more harm than it does good. So for that reason, on the e-cards, right?
No electronic anything. Stop that.
Nobody ever felt special because they got an electronic card. Like in this day and age with so much technology, if you're going to drop a card, you get more credit by actually taking and signing a card, not some mass printed card. That feels more special if you're going to do the card.
And to that point, Demetra, in our office, we literally have stacks of cards that are moving amongst the team, because what we like to do is have every person that has anything to do with supporting that relationship physically sign. So while you're checking email or listening to conference calls, you're signing your name and you pass that stack to the next person, because you're right. Getting a card that says, "Happy holidays, 'tis the season," from the Thompson and Knight family with a stamp. No one appreciates that. That's useless.
Right. So if you're just getting the corporate homie holiday card, which you won't be getting because we'll be following these tips, it just doesn't make people feel special. If you're going to send a card, then you should do so in a way that makes people feel special. Also with holiday cards, I think if you're going to send holiday cards, then try to be either ahead of the rush or after the rush. So then I say, if you're going to send cards, send them before December 15th or after the new year. Or even better, send a holiday card at the non-traditional holiday time. So that will definitely also distinguish you. If you become the Valentine's Day card person or the spring card person, when they're not getting tons of cards, I think that also can help with the holiday cards.
That's a great point. Anything that you can do to set yourself apart, to stand out in a good way, is always an outstanding idea. And speaking of making people feel special, the next thing we do is we put together gifts, and we have smaller gifts, we have larger gifts, we have, just depending on either the size of the relationship or the opportunity or whatever it may be. And something that I like to do that really goes a long way in, you know, advancing that ball, making people feel special, getting into the holiday season, is our gifts always come from a local business that's to that community. So it's a way to introduce that small business, that local business, to your clients, to your network of people. And also it's a way to patronize that local business.
Now, for me with gifts, gifts are just a handful of people. I would say I send gifts to less than 20 people, business contacts, a year. So I like to give gifts that have I think gifts fall in one or two categories. You either send something that is very unique to you and your organization or your geographic location. So you're like, I work in Memphis and I am sending everybody barbecue, or I am in Texas and we have great pecan pie, and so I'm sending pecan pie and everybody gets that. Or I am in Georgia and I'm sending a box of peaches, something that is personalized to you. And then you could probably send that in a more mass way, because people will remember, oh, that's right, that is Demetra. She's from Georgia. She's a Georgia peach. She sends peaches, and people will remember that. It will distinguish you. Or I give people something that is very personalized to them. So the gift is either very personalized to me and my organization, or it's very personalized to them. And if I don't know them well enough to know what to give them in a personalized gift, then I don't give them anything. And then what I think to myself is, they need to be on my to-do list for the next year to get to know better, because I did want to send them a gift, but it turns out I don't know enough about them to send them a personalized gift.
Right. And that's a great point. And then sometimes you can catch a break where those two things marry one another. So for example, I live here in Tampa, and 4 years ago, a local Tampa toffee company made Oprah's favorite things.
Oh,
that's so cool. We were able to not only give the gifts and have the tins customized, we're able to support a small locally owned business. And then we were able to tell people, like a little sticker, by the way, this was one of Oprah's favorite things. So that's just when you catch one of those trifecta breaks.
Right, because everybody loves Oprah. And then sometimes if there's been a group, especially within my organization, that was extremely helpful. Like, I have had a big project and I needed to use word processing, I will send the whole department like muffins for Christmas or for the holidays, or I'll send the whole department poinsettias. 1 year, I think I bought each of the operators a mug with their initial to say thank you, in a way to do it like that. So that's kind of our tips on holiday gift giving.
Right. So now we've decided whether we're going to send cards, give gifts. Now we have to figure out how we're going to do these events. And I joke that I'm on holiday tour. You are invited to so many parties, receptions, It is just, I mean, it's a good problem to have, but it's also one that has to be properly managed.
I completely agree with that. We all get invited to way too many events. And so I will always say this, the holidays are not necessarily a time to network, but it is an efficient way to see a bunch of people and set up network opportunities after.
Agreed. I want to start with RSVPing to one of these events.
Before you talk about RSVPing, how do you decide, because like you said, we are all invited to so many events. How do you decide like which ones you're actually going to attend?
So great question. The first thing is I am definitely going to the clients who have sent me the most business, or my largest clients. If they're having any kind of holiday party or event, they're going to be at the top of the list. Same thing for people who have sent me business. They're going to be at the top of the list. And then I also make as much of a priority what I would call potential opportunities. Firms or individuals who I feel like for whatever reason, we really didn't get the good referral connectivity that I wanted. And I'm going to make a point to go to those things as well.
So I do that. And then I have a third category and I go to the ones that are fun and interesting.
So basically free cap crates and martinis.
I like the holidays and I like the holiday tour. And so I try to use that also when I'm thinking about planning my events, like that people are being invited to multiple events. And so I want my event to have something that is fun and interesting and is different than what everybody else is doing.
I also have used the holidays as an opportunity to see what organizations or networking groups I'm not going to participate in next year. So the very first year that I lived in Tampa, I went to two different organizations' holiday parties. They were back-to-back nights. And I realized that all the same people were at both parties.
And so you're like, I don't need to go to both of those.
I literally got out of one of those organizations the next year because I'm like, I'm going to catch all these people in this other organization. So I don't need to be in both of these organizations. That's not the highest and best use of my time.
So like one of the things I always try to do is set some objectives for myself, because I do think that when you get to the holiday party, you can get unfocused. Like you like
being sidetracked
by the crab cakes and martinis, and you forget that you're supposed to be there trying to make a time to reconnect. So I usually say to myself, like, we want to walk out the door with the ability to set up three, you know, marketing lunches after the new year.
I do the same thing. And I think one of the things that helps with that game plan is if it is going to be, say, at a company or a law firm or CPA firm or what have you, or a bank, is sometimes you'd be surprised. You can ask the organizer to give you a list of the confirmed attendees and you can go through it and see, okay, wait, my big prospect is going to be there, or this person who I've been trying to get business with. So you can have a more focused game plan.
Yep. Another thing I try to do is sometimes I'll invite someone to come to the event with me or meet me at the event at the same time. So I'm walking in the door.
Girlfriend.
Right. Not your homie. Not the other homie. An actual contact. And so I'm walking through the door already because I've decided to meet someone there. So I'll do that as well. And I know this is probably the question that most of the homies have, is like, how do you make the small talk? I try to have some pocket questions that I'm always ready to ask people, sort of that I know I may end. I feel like sometimes a robot because I end up repeating it, but like, what's new? What are you working on these days? You know, what's keeping you busy? Something like that. Or have you been traveling? Where was the last place you had to travel for work? Something like that, that gives me some client focused ways for clients to answer the questions. Because when people say, what are you working on? Then they're usually going to start talking about their business, which takes you into things like that. Then I just have some softball questions. Like, what are your plans for the holidays? Are you traveling for the holidays? Is your family here? You know, or what's got you most concerned about the new year? What are you worried about in the next year? Things that I have sort of pocket questions ready so that I can work the room.
And you want to make sure that the pocket questions are not closed-ended questions like, are you busy at work? Because the answer to that is yes or no. When you say, what are you working on? It's like, oh, I've got this case to such and such and such and such. And what people are basically also telling you at the same time is what's a good referral for them, because you're listening to what kind of deals that they're working on, what kind of projects are they working on. So that helps you figure out how to get them engaged. Some good business development during the business of holidays is you can introduce people to each other that may not know each other at the party.
Oh, that's a great point.
That they can get business business from each other. And then you can send an email on the back end, the virtually, you know, it's good to see you guys, that type of thing.
I was just going to say, that's a great point. I hadn't really thought about that, but that's a great point to help people. Whenever you are known as a connector, as a person who knows great people, that that'll also get people going. So we talked about going to holiday parties and holiday events. Let's talk a little bit about like holiday travel and like when you have to go home for the holidays and how that works. I know, you know, we typically, both of us are usually traveling both for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, which is unusual. What kind of stuff would you tell homies for that?
Great point, Dee. And for those of you who don't know us, we've never had the privilege of living in the same city with our parents or our grandparents or extended family where we work.
And let me say this, nobody does the holidays like Carolyn Demetra Johnson Liggins. My mama does the best holiday. She's an elf. So that's why we travel for every holiday. I don't care if I just had court. If I have to be back in court right after the holiday, I'm going to her house because it's going to be magic.
There are actually black pilgrims, salt and pepper shakers on her
and everybody Thanksgiving knows table. There are no black pilgrims, but that's how my mom
are in the Liggins household.
That's how we do the Liggins holiday.
So the first thing you have to decide is, when are you going home? When are you going to travel? And then, are you trying to travel on the busiest travel days where your flights could be delayed?
Worse. So I always say it's hard to travel on, let's talk about Thanksgiving. It's hard to travel on that Wednesday because that's when all the people with all their children, that's when they travel. And so if that's not a completely off day for you, like if you're not going to have to take a single call, but if you might have to take a call or check some email, that is a terrible day to do that. It is better to go ahead and travel on early Tuesday morning or late Monday night, get to your location, get situated so that you can take some calls, than to try to do that in a busy, noisy airport with the lady behind her who's got two kids who's asking y'all to grace her during the flight.
And especially if you have the kind of job where working from home is the equivalent of being in the office. And for many of us, with as much technology as there is now, basically you can do that. So if there's any way you could travel that Tuesday or that Monday before Thanksgiving, you absolutely want to do that. The second thing I would say is, you know, so once you get home, you've got to decide, like, how much work are you going to have a quiet place to be able to take a call or what have you while you are at home? Because most families don't really understand the concept that you may have to do some work while you're at home because you are always here. I thought you were off for the holidays.
Right. And don't your boss understand that you off? Why you got to get on a call? I thought it was Christmas Eve. Why are you getting on a call?
Well, my favorite is, you act like you're so important.
Right. It's really just your ego. You don't actually have to work. It's your ego. You actually want to power up. And then I would say this, let's say you don't have to do a lot of hardcore working. I like to use that period between Christmas and New Year's to follow up with a lot of people that I've seen over the holidays. And if you're not going home, if you were in the office, those tend to be slower downtime. So I would use that if I was there to set up some leisurely lunches. Like that's the time where you can go to an hour and a half lunch, a 2 hour lunches, because people are more likely to do that or go and have lunch at some great place that you've been hearing about, but it's been hard to get into. That is a great time to me to reconnect with people. Another thing I like to do with people is that's when I usually will send them an email like towards the end of the holidays and say something like, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, but I am resolved to reconnect with some of my favorite clients and you're on the top of my list. And I wanted to see what you had open in the first of the year. So those are the kind of work things I try to do when I'm at home during that kind of leisurely time when people are feeling, you know, the cheerful spirit.
In the event that you do have to actually work during the holidays, and it's happened to the best of us, you know, that some type of work emergency comes to play. One of the things that I think Demetra would co-sign on is get in a quiet room where there's a guest bedroom. Sometimes that means you've got to leave the house where you are and go to the library or what have you.
Panera has free Wi-Fi, Starbucks. I just happen to know this. I'm not saying I've actually had to work during the holidays. I'm saying that. And another thing I would say is when your boss calls you or your teammate calls you with the emergency, don't get all sourpuss and acting all funny because you have to work during the holidays. Because guess what? It's the holidays where they are too. Nobody wants to work during the holidays. So they don't enjoy making that phone call asking you for your assistance any more than you enjoy receiving it. And if you're having a very bad attitude about it, those are the things that people remember when they're putting together the next team for the big deal.
That is absolutely correct. And then on the family side of that, don't try to set expectations for how long it's going to take. What you want to say to your family is, you guys go ahead and do whatever it is that you guys had planned for the family. I will catch up, because nothing annoys your family more is you saying, I just got to get on this call. It's going to take 30 minutes. And everybody was going to go to the movies. And now that's taking 2 hours. And now the whole family is sitting around while you act like you're so important with this job. And everyone is annoyed. And these are things that we're telling you, that mistakes that we have made that you don't want to make, because they may not have the same type of job and responsibility and intensity of their jobs as your career is. So you just want to say, you guys go ahead, move forward, and I will catch up.
And the same thing is true if you know you work in a job that the end of the year is crazy busy, like you work where people are trying to close deals at
close
the end
books.
Of the, yeah, close deals, close books at the end of the year. It may not be best for you to try to work remotely that week. You might need to be in the office. So all of this is like couched in understanding what your business is, how that time of year rolls for you. Is it a more leisurely time, or is this our actual crunch time?
What is your industry culture? What is your company culture? Because as we mentioned before, it all matters. If everybody's in the office and you're at your mama's house in Alabama working from home, drinking sweet tea, no one's going to think that you're working hard. They're going to think that you blew it off, and it's not going to help you. So a couple of holiday do's and don'ts. Do acknowledge when someone sends you a gift. Nothing is more frustrating than to have to ask someone, did you get the chocolates that I sent you?
B-Matra and I have had multiple conversations about people that we have sent a gift to, and we didn't know if they received it. And I'm telling you, like, the rules that your mom has taught you or your dad or whatever etiquette book you were, that works in business. So absolutely thank people.
The second do RSVP. Do not RSVP maybe. You say, yes, I will attend. No, I will not. Maybe is not an RSVP.
And then actually attend. Do not tell people that you are going to attend and not, because trust that the company is keeping a list, and there is a cost in throwing an event. And if you do have a work emergency, and that certainly happens, send the note to the person you had to RSVP to and say, hi, Becky, I am so sorry, but I have had an emergency come up today and I will no longer be able to attend this evening's party.
So no call, no show is unacceptable. And none of this, I've got 3 events tonight and I'm going to stop by. Again, it is a yes, I will attend, or no, that I will not. The third thing, and this is a big one, especially for those homies that are younger in their career, it is all going to look like it is super social, very casual, very relaxed, because as we mentioned, there's crab cakes, there's martinis, there's an open bar. It is still work.
So this is not the time to get drunk, to get too comfortable, to be talking to people about their personal business. That is not what the holiday event is for.
And I have seen many a career stall, minimize, delete, evaporate.
And let me be clear, just because you heard about Billy, the white guy who had too much to drink and his career is flourishing, that doesn't necessarily mean that will happen for you. I mean, the thing about being homies is that we are held to a completely different standard. Maybe it shouldn't be that way. Of course it shouldn't be that way, but that's a different podcast. Just know that if you get tipsy and say the wrong thing to other people, it's going to be a CLM.
Yes, it will. A career limiting move. Just to recap, a couple of things. You want to acknowledge the holidays. It's up to you to decide whether or not you want to send a card, gifts, how you want to go about doing that. You want to have a game plan for the holiday parties and events that you are attending, using and making networking the cornerstone and the center of attending those. Again, you want to make sure that you properly confirm your attendance or not. You want to manage your family's expectations, your travel schedule, while keeping in mind your company's culture and policy, your industry's company culture and policy. Did I miss anything, Dee?
Nope, I think that's it. So with that, we'll say happy holidays. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen today. If you have any questions, and we are still so new at this, we are always looking to get feedback from you. Please like us on Facebook, send us a tweet, or if you just want to know a topic or have something that you want discussed or have a question followed up about something that we discussed, feel free to send your question to questions@corporatehomie.com. And remember, homie is H-O-M-I-E, and we can be found on all social media outlets under that name. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all of that. And then you can also reach us on our website, which is corporatehomie.com. All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.